Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Masechta Sukkah Daf Zayin, the first parak, Sukkah Shehi Gavoa. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Braisa on Daf Vav Amud Bey stated, "Shtaim ki hochasam ushishis afil a tefach. A sukkah must have two proper walls, and a third wall even a tefach long." On this daf, Rabbah said, "Beken l'Shabbos," and this tefach long wall is also effective for permitting carrying on Shabbos. Migudi havya dofen le'inyan sukkah, havya dofen le'inyan Shabbos. Since it has the status of a wall in regard to hilchos sukkah, it has the status of a wall in regard to Shabbos as well. Rashi explains that since it has the status of a wall to qualify to be a sukkah for eating and sleeping, it also serves as a wall on Shabbos to transform the sukkah into rishus yachid. This is so even though during any other Shabbos of the year, such a structure would remain rishus rabim, and even on the Shabbos during sukkahs, any non-sukkah structure with such walls would remain rishus rabim. Abai challenges this ruling, but is unsuccessful. Pointing to the Mishnah stated, v'shechamasim aruba mitzilasa pasua, that a sukkah whose sunlight is greater than its shade is invalid. It was taught in a braisa, chamasim mach masichuch v'lo mach mastefanos. Only where its sunlight is on account of the schach is a sukkah pasul, not where the sunlight is on account of the walls. Rav Yoshia says, af mach mastefanos, even sunlight on account of the walls invalidates the sukkah. Rav Yemer Bar Shlemiya said, in the name of Abai, that Rav Yoshia's reason is based on what's written, v'sakosa aronis a paroches, and v'sakosa and screen the aron with the paroches. Paroches mechitza v'kakar yirachman sechacha. Now the paroches is a partition, yet the Torah calls it schach, v'sakosa. Alma mechitza k'schach mi'inan. We see that a mechitza is required to be as schach, and just as schach provides shade, so must the walls. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanan's response would be, how de nikuv be'purta demechzik k'schach. This reference to the paroches being as schach teaches only that the paroches should be bent over slightly on top so that it appears roof-like. And point number three, Abai listed several tanaim and said, kula svir luhu sukkah diras keva be'inan. They all maintain that a sukkah must be fit to be a fixed dwelling. Rebbe said, ko sukkah she'em ba arba amos besula. Any sukkah that is not 4x4 amos in area is invalid. This is because Rebbe holds that only a structure of this size is fit for a diras keva, unlike those who hold that a sukkah can be 7x7 tefachim. Rav Yoshia, as we just learned, held that the walls of the sukkah may not allow in sunlight, just like the typical walls of a diras keva. Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah taught that the sukkah walls can be higher than 20 amos, indicating that there's no psul if its walls would have to be erected in a fixed manner. Rav Shimon, as we learned, holds that a sukkah must have three proper walls, and the fourth wall can be narrow as a tefach. We see that he requires four walls so that it's a diras keva. Abai also brings the opinions of Rav Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rav Elazar, and Acherim, who also require sukkah to be a diras keva. So once again, the three points are number one. The Braisa Daf Vav Amud Bey stated, "Shtaim ki hochasan ushrishis afil tefach. A sukkah must have two proper walls and a third wall, even a tefach long." On this daf, Rabbah said, "Vekenu Shabbos," and this tefach long wall is also effective for permitting carrying on Shabbos. Migud havya dofen le'inyan sukkah, havya dofen le'inyan Shabbos. Since it has the status of a wall in regard to hilchos sukkah, it has the status of a wall in regard to Shabbos as well. Rashi explains that since it has the status of a wall to qualify to be a sukkah for eating and sleeping, it also serves as a wall on Shabbos to transform the sukkah into a rishus yachid. This is so even though during any other Shabbos of the year, such a structure would remain rishus rabim, and even on the Shabbos during sukkahs, any non-sukkah structure with such walls would remain rishus rabim. Abai challenges this ruling, but is unsuccessful. Point number two, the Mishnah stated, v'shechamasim aruba mitzilasa pasua, that a sukkah whose sunlight is greater than its shade is invalid. It was taught in a braisa, chamasim mach masichuch v'lo mach mastefanos. Only where its sunlight is on account of the schach is a sukkah pasul, not where the sunlight is on account of the walls. Rabbi Yoshia says, ach mach mastefanos, even sunlight on account of the walls invalidates the sukkah. Rabbi Yemia Bar Shalemia said in the name of Abaya, that Rabbi Yoshia's reason is based on what's written, v'sakosa aharon es haparochas, v'sakosa, and screen the aron with the parochas. Parochas mechitza v'kakar yirachman eschacha. Now the parochas is a partition, yet the Torah calls it schach, v'sakosa, alma mechitza kaschach b'inan. We see that a mechitza is required to be as schach, and just as schach provides shade, so must the walls. The Gemara explains that the Rabbanan's response would be, how did nikub be'purta demechzi kaschach? This reference to the parochas being as schach teaches only that the paroches should be bent over slightly on top so that it appears roof-like. And point number three, Abai listed several tanaim and said, kula svir luhu sukkah diras keva be'inan. They all maintain that a sukkah must be fit to be a fixed dwelling. Rebbe said, ko sukkah she'en ba'arba amos arba amos pasula. Any sukkah that is not 4x4 amos in area is invalid. This is because Rebbe holds that only a structure of this size is fit for a diras keva, unlike those who hold that a sukkah can be 7x7 tefachim. Rabbi Yoshi, as we just learned, held that the walls of the sukkah may not allow in sunlight, just like the typical walls of a diras keva. Rabbi Yudin, the Mishnah, taught that the sukkah walls can be higher than 20 amos, indicating that there's no psul if its walls would have to be erected in a fixed manner. Rabbi Shimon, as we learned, holds that a sukkah must have three proper walls, and the fourth wall can be as narrow as a tevach. So we see that he requires four walls so that it's a diras keva. Abai also brings the opinions of Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Elazar, and Acherim, who also require sukkah to be a diras keva. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf zayin, and our standard simmer is related to a clay zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with walls that let in plenty of light, while wondering how his neighbors were doing, sitting inside their massive diras keva. Once again, in slow motion. The gun enthusiast, that must be on daf zayin, gun. The gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, which reminds us that Rabbah said a sukkah with a tefach long third wall is also permitted to carry in on Shabbos. Migud d'havya dofen l'inyan sukkah, havya dofen l'inyan Shabbos. Since it has the status of a wall in regard to Hilchos Sukkah, it has the status of a wall in regard to Shabbos as well, even though on a regular Shabbos it would be considered a Rishus HaRabim. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with walls that let in plenty of light, which reminds us there's a machlokas whether the walls of the sukkah must provide shade, like schach, which is understood to be centered on the meaning of the pasuk about the parochas. Rabbi Yoshi holds that the lashon of v'sakosa is mentioned regarding the parochas, and we learn that even mechitzas have to provide shade. The rabban say the walls do not have to provide shade, and understand the pasuk to mean only that the parochas should be bent over slightly on top so that it appears roof-like. So the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, thick gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with the walls that let him plenty of light, while wondering how his neighbors were doing sitting inside their massive diras keva. Which reminds that Abai listed several tanaim who maintain that a sukkah must be a fixed dwelling at diras keva, meaning that it must be at least 4x4 amos in area, the walls must provide shade, it can be higher than 20 amos, and have at least three proper walls, with the fourth one being a tefach. So once again, so the gun enthusiast who uses tefach, the gun, as a third wall even on Shabbos, enjoyed his meal in the sukkah with walls that let in plenty of light, while wondering how his neighbors were doing, sitting inside their massive diras keva. All right, so now it's time to go to our four blabat chazara. Daf gimel, so the simmer daf gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The huge camel, that must mean we're on daf gimel, gamal, camel. The huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house, which reminds us the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue on the minimum size of a sukkah, as well as in a case of a large sukkah, whether the table needs to be in the sukkah, lest the person is drawn after it and comes to eat in his house. So the huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house that was too small to be chayv from a mezuzah ma'akev. Which reminds the Gemara brings a brayso that teaches that a house that is not 4x4 amos squared is patur min a mezuzah, min a ma'akev, and a matam min a gaim. Because the word bayis is written in the Torah with reference to all of them, and a dwelling less than 4 amos squared is not considered a bayis. So the huge camel sticking out from his small sukkah was trying to pull his table into it from his tiny house that was too small to be chayv from a mezuzah ma'akev and was only suitable to keep a shittuv. Which reminds us, a shittuv may be placed in a house that is less than 4x4 amos, since the function of a shittuv is to merge all the courtyards of the mavui for their use, not for habitation. As long as the shittuv is located in a protected space, the shittuv is valid, even if that space is less than 4x4. Daf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Dalet is a door. So here goes. The owners took the door off the 21 amos sukkah door. That must be on daf dalet. The owners took the door off the 21 amos sukkah where the dangling hutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, which reminds us that if the sukkah was taller than 20 amos, the hutzin yordi mitoch hashim amma, and the leaves of the palm branches that comprise its schach were dangling into the airspace of the sukkah within 20 amos of the floor, if the shade provided by these tips is greater than their sunlight, it's kosher. If not, it's pasul. If the sukkah was exactly 10 fucking tall, the minimum height of a sukkah, the hutzin yordin latochasara, and the palm branch leaves were dang within the tent fachim, Rava told Abai that even if the sunlight was greater than the shade, it's a dira sarucha, a dwelling that's uncomfortable to live in. So the owners took the door off the 21 amas sukkah, where the dangling hutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, which reminds us that the case of a sukkah that is taller than 20 amas, ubana ba isaba, and one built a platform in it, is coming to teach that even though the third distant wall was not a valid wall to begin with, because it was above 20 amas, we can still apply the halacha of Dovan Akuma to it to remedy the disqualification. So the owners took the door off the 21 amas sukkah, where the dangling hutzin didn't provide the majority of shade, and used it as a platform instead, after they were told their good asik idea with the 10 fucking pillar wouldn't work. Which reminds us of the case of a sukkah taller than 20 amos, where one built in it a pillar that is 10 tfachim tall and is 7 by 7 tfachim. We cannot apply the law of good asik, which would extend and raise the partition on each of the pillar's sides to the schach above, creating a valid sukkah on the pillar's top, because the area of a sukkah must be a dira, a dwelling place which can only be attained through mechitzos and ikaros, through noticeable walls. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay, a haystack, so here goes. When the boys who filled the 9 tfachim box with hay, hay, that must be more in daf hay. When the boys who filled the 9 tfachim box with hay, and then covered with a tefach, the cover, which reminds us that the source of a sukkah that is not at least 10 tfachim high is invalid, is brought from the aron, in that it was 9 tfachim tall, and the thickness of the kaparis, which was 1 tefach, and it's written, it's there that I'll set my meetings with you, and I shall speak with you from atop the kaparis. Rabbi Yossi says, the Shekhinah never descended below into the human domain, and Moshe and Eliyahu never ascended into the heavens. Since Hashem spoke to Moshe from atop the kaparis, it follows that 10 tfachim from the ground begins a separate domain. And therefore we see 10 tfachim is the minimum height of a partition. So when the boys who filled the 9 tfachim box with hay, and then covered it with a tefach, the cover, they made from the border of the kitchen table, which reminds us the 1 tefach thickness of the kaparis is learned from the mascaras of the shulchan, from the border of the shulchan. So when the boys who filled the 9 tfachim box with hay, and then covered it with a tefach, the cover they made from the border of their kitchen table, were about to be caught by their mom, they raised their arms up in unison and covered it, pretending to be little angels. Which reminds the Gemara asks, from what evidence you say that the interior space for a sukkah must be 10 tfachim height, excluding the thickness of a tzchach? Say rather, that the 10 tfachim are measured with a tzchach. The Gemara therefore presents a different source for the 10 tfachim height requirement for a sukkah, from the height of Moshe's kruvim, which were 10 tfachim from head to toe, and it's written they were sochim bekanfeim al kaporis, sheltering the kaporis with their wings. Here we see that the Torah calls this sheltering a sukkah covering, because it occurs above an airspace of 10 tfachim. Daf vav, so the simmer daf vav is a sword. So here goes. The sword salesman, that must be on daf vav, sword. The sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop the zayin minim according to their different shiurim, which reminds us that Rav said shiurim chatzitzin mechitzin halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And the Gemara challenges this, saying that shiurim in fact arises based on the pasuk of the zayin minim, where each of the 7 fruits is a unit of measure for some halacha, but concludes, since these shiurim are not written explicitly in the Torah, the pasuk is just an asmachta. So the sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop the zayin minim according to their different shiurim had tar on the majority of his hair, which reminds us the laws of chetzitza are in fact the rices, and the Rav's assertion that the laws of chetzitza are halacha Moshe Mitzrayim was referring to a halacha that something on one's hair is only chetzitza if it covers the majority of the hair and one objects to it being there, such as dried blood, ink, clay, or tar. If one doesn't object to the object being on his hair, it's considered as part of the body. So the sword salesman who massively uses high-priced sword to chop the zayin minim according to the different shiurim had tar in the majority of his hair and did his demonstrations out of a sukkah with 2 proper walls and a 3rd wall that was just a tefach. Which reminds the machlokes between the Rabban and Rabbi Shimon whether a sukkah requires 2 proper walls and the 3rd wall can just be a tefach, or 3 proper walls and the 4th wall can be a tefach, is based on the 3 times the word sukkos is mentioned and the question of whether yesh emu masoros or yesh emu mikra, whether words in the Torah are expounded based on the way they are written or the way they are pronounced. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.